T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
With Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Now it's time for three big things. A vote approving articles of impeachment in the House Judiciary Committee delayed until later this morning. A recess was taken late last night. Wichita's getting new state-of-the-art buses. They are new battery electric zero emissions buses. There's a 50-50 chance for rain or freezing rain snow mix on Sunday in the Wichita area. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
This morning we've got the gasoline prices here in Wichita coming down to around $2.23 a gallon. We've got more of the stations this morning that we're seeing out there at that low end, so kind of converging on that as a consensus out there. The traffic conditions looking pretty good, seeing some heavier traffic especially I-135, and that's right up around the North Junction. Doesn't appear to be causing any big slowdowns at this time, though. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And looking at the weather forecast, take a look at the high today of 58 degrees. How about that? Partly cloudy day today and tonight. Cold front moving through later tonight, though. Overnight low down to 30. And then tomorrow on a sunny Saturday, it only gets up to 40 degrees. And by Sunday, we have a storm system moving in with a 50-50 chance for rain, freezing rain, and snow by Sunday night. Currently in Wichita, we have 91% humidity. It's partly cloudy, 33 degrees, and we're on our way to a high of 58. KNSS Weather is brought to you by The Monarch, voted one of America's 100 best bourbon bars for the third year in a row by The Bourbon Review. Located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, what a great place to shop. The Monarch, 652 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And let's see how the stock market fared yesterday.
Markets rallying into the close, and it was all about trade, starting this morning with the president's tweet that the U.S. very close to a trade deal with China, sending the market soaring. The major averages holding their gains throughout the day until they were catapulted higher in the final hour of trade on news that the two sides are set to finalize a phase one trade deal. Dow closing up 220 points, the NASDAQ hitting a new record high, up 63. It was a broad-based rally led by financial, energy, and material stocks. Goldman Sachs, United Health, Chevron, and Caterpillar responsible for more than half the Dow's gains today. Meanwhile, big tech, Apple, Google, Microsoft hitting new record highs as well. From the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
652 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Money tracker Don Grant, CFP, with us this morning. Phased retirement.
Yeah.
What does that mean, Don?
Well, does it phase you to even think about it?
Well, yeah.
Phase means easing into it.
Oh, okay.
You know?
I was thinking of phase like Star Trek.
Yeah, that too. Well, you could do it however you want.
Phase.
You know,
okay,
you can write your own ticket here. What does retirement mean to you? Now, for some, it's moving from full-time, completely engaged work scene to waking up with nothing to do. It's like driving 90 miles an hour and hitting a concrete wall for many people.
Yeah.
Many facing retirement are looking for a phased retirement. That's a flexible schedule that allows a worker to disengage over time rather than just slamming on those brakes. The AEGON, would that be AEGON? Yeah, AEGON Living Center for Longevity and Retirement reported that fewer than 30% of workers 55 and older say that their employer will help them phase into retirement. And the U.S. lags behind the world average. About a quarter of workers older than 55 in the U.S. say that their boss would help them with a phased retirement. This, even when there's a labor shortage in many specialized fields. Well, AEGON concludes that engineering and accounting fields will suffer an acute labor shortage without a surge of younger workers. Then there's the loyalty factor. Younger workers are not as loyal as more seasoned professionals. Of workers 55 and older, just 17% say they would consider looking for a new job, while nearly 40% of those 25 to 34 said they would leave for a better situation. Retaining is a lot less expensive than recruiting. So if a worker who's within striking distance of retirement wants to phase out of full-time employment into a less stressful part-time position, their employer would benefit by just retraining the older worker. Now, this is a missed opportunity for many employers, as the majority of older workers say that they'd be happy to work longer if they could just adjust from full-time to part-time. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
Well, I'm already doing this. I'm retraining Steve McIntosh pretty much every Monday.
every day, because he takes so much time off.
Yeah,
he has to
by
come
the time
back.
He comes back, I have to retrain him.
And so you start with this is a microphone. Okay, you do is it you speak into it. Is that what you do?
No, I'm just kidding. Mac is a veteran, and he knows all the ins and outs.
He certainly does. But I tell you, this phase thing is it's gaining a little bit of traction. You think about it. You got somebody who's got the relationships, mm-hmm. the contacts,
right.
who's been with the company for 30 or 40 years, and they can bring somebody up. You can bring in, putting them part-time is going to cut down on their salary, mm-hmm. right? And then bringing in somebody younger at a much lower salary because they're starting out. And then that wisdom can be passed on, and those relationships can be handed off so that it ends up being a win-win.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
And then to talk about the United States being behind the curve on that. Come on,
I don't know how that happened.
Come on, exactly. Don, you got a big weekend planned?
Yes, I'm going to hang a door in my garage.
Well, let's hope that's
a euphemism.
That's
2 hours of my of my weekend. But we got Christmas parties this weekend, so be doing a little bit of that. Yeah.
Hey now. Exciting.
Wagon Master Captain's Christmas party is this weekend.
Nice.
So
we'll have a good time.
I'll be putting on my fuzzy jacket.
We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, buddy.
Have a great weekend. That's Money Tracker Don Grant, CFP, right here with Steve and Ted in the morning. Coming up, we have a big 7 o'clock hour on the way, and that includes articles of impeachment and the governor's council talking about education in the state. KNSS News Time, 6:56.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.